Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Husband,
wife,
do you remember what happened on Friday?
Let's see. We talked about a lot of shit that wasn't the Bible,
and
we gave a whole new meaning to the term, the phrase, filling the room with the glorious presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that.
That cloud, though.
That cloud, yeah. I honestly don't remember. I mean, I remember David made a reappearance and.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't really recall what actually happened in the Bible.
I mean, they were bringing the ark into the temple.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Why the cloud was.
It was a really
was,
short chapter from what I recall.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. They were just bringing the ark over.
Got it.
Being like, sit down!
Right.
You go here.
Take a seat, God.
Yeah. And he went.
Right. Filled the room with the glorious presence of the Lord.
Cloudy.
Yeah. All right, that was 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
It sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
2 Chronicles chapter 6.
Let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
All right.
Buckle up. It's a little bit of a lengthy one.
Sometimes the short ones end up being longer because we just ramble on about bullshit.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And the long ones end up being short because we just read the fucking thing.
I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Get this done. Bullshit.
I'm just saying, they don't usually end up making much of a difference how long the podcast is.
That is true. So. That is true. I just thought I'd say it. Because
right. It could be longer.
And it's a chronicle, you know, so.
You just never know where it's going to chronicle.
I'm just saying it's boring.
I mean,
we are not boring. the Bible is boring, and the Chronicles doubly so.
It's no building the Ark and Tabernacle, though.
True. So then...
Then, yeah.
Solomon prayed, "Oh, Lord, you have said that you would live in a thick cloud of darkness. Now I have built you a glorious temple, a place where you can live forever."
Yeah.
That's what he prayed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Then the king turned around to the entire community of Israel standing before him and gave this blessing. Mm. "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who has kept the promise he made to me, my father, David. For he told my father, from the day I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I've never chosen a city among any of the tribes of Israel as the place where a temple shall be built to honor my name."
I'm having a hard time following you with that accent. I'm just saying, like,
what do you mean? Just
like, all of a sudden you have like a really fake southern accent.
Yeah, I'm being yeah. Solomon.
That's how Solomon sounds?
Yeah, in my mind it is, because he's like wise and whatever, and but not really wise. He's proclaimed as being wise. Okay. So I imagine him as like a televangelist.
Got it. You know what I mean? Yeah, self-proclaimed wise man.
Yeah. Okay. "Nor have I chosen a king to lead my people Israel."
Wait, continued what?
Solomon in reference to what God is saying.
Oh, okay.
"But now I, God, have chosen Jerusalem as the place for my name to be honored, and I have chosen David to be king over my people Israel."
This little lady's already dead.
David is gone.
Right?
Why is he talking about David?
He's so fucking dead. And like Solomon's, like, so David was already king.
Yeah.
And there was a king before that. It was Saul.
Yeah.
And I think, anyway, there was kings. Like, there was kings. And God was involved in that, if you don't recall.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Remember, they were like, "Fine, you want kings? We'll give you some fucking kings.
You better be looking out what you ask for."
Right? And now Solomon's been king, and it took him like 11 years to build this temple, so he's been king for a while. I'd be like, dude, what do you mean you're just now picking my dad?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here.
But Solomon is saying this with regard to God saying
Solomon
didn't have to say that, is what I don't get.
Well, I don't think Solomon did say that.
I don't think he did
either. I'm just saying, you know.
"Then Solomon said, my father David wanted to build this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord told him, you wanted to build the temple to honor my name. Your intention is good, but you are not the one to do it. One of your own sons will build the temple to honor me. And now the Lord has fulfilled the promise he made.
Mm-hmm.
For I have become king in my father's place. And now I sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised.
Yeah,
I built this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark, which contains the covenant that the Lord made with the people of Israel."
You sure did, man. You did all
that. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the entire community of Israel. Entire community.
Yeah.
And he lifted his hands in prayer.
Okay.
"Now Solomon had made a bronze platform 7 feet long, 7 feet wide, and 4 feet high, and had placed it at the center of the temple's outer courtyard."
Okay.
You hate everything about this chapter.
I was shaking my head about the feats.
With
again,
the feats
still.
And the southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
"He stood on the platform, and then he knelt in front of the entire community of Israel and lifted his hands toward heaven. He prayed, oh, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in all of heaven and earth. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion."
I wouldn't call what I've read so far unfailing love.
Or wholehearted devotion.
Yeah, either one of those.
"You kept your promise to your servant David, my father." David.
Yeah. Yeah, David is definitely a large part of this.
This is gross.
Second Chronicles here.
"You made that promise with your own mouth."
Wait. You guys can't even see God. And you're saying you made the promise with his mouth?
With his own mouth. "And with your own hands, you have fulfilled it today."
No, it was that guy they hired. Yeah.
The slaves
and the master craftsmen. Yeah.
Yeah. "And now, O Lord God of Israel, carry out the additional promise you made to your servant David, my father. For you said to him, your descendants guard their behavior and faithfully follow my law as you have done. One of them will always sit on the throne of Israel."
Well, that's not going to work out for a long time.
Mm-mm.
So
y'all about to get swept.
Yeah.
Now, O Lord God of Israel, fulfill this promise to your servant David. Fulfill it to David, who is dead. Yeah. But will God really live on earth among people?
No.
Why, even the highest heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. Nevertheless, listen to my prayer and my plea, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is making to you. May you watch over this temple day and night.
You're asking the guy that built all of space and time and the world.
Stop what you're doing and get sit in this throne.
One fucking temple.
Just come over here and take a sit on this gold.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
On this corner of earth.
I mean, the guy can't even keep track of like a couple people.
I know, right?
If we pitched it in this way where he's like so busy because he's built all these stars and all these other planets and all this. Like, I could see why he couldn't keep track of two people, right?
Right.
And maybe he was just checking in early on. What's going on? You know,
What's happening in my garden over here?
That could make
here?
A little bit of sense, sure, right? Yeah, sure. If we're talking about an actual God, like, okay, what? That could make a little bit of sense. But we're talking about after there's, according to them, more Israelites than there are sands on the beach, you know? Which is not true. But still, maybe they're on other planets.
Okay.
Maybe he transported some to other planets that he's watching as well, right?
Okay, I'm following you.
Yeah.
I think you're full of shit, but
I definitely am.
Okay.
But now you're asking him to watch one temple.
One tent.
No, it's not a tent. It's a temple. Remember, it was a tent.
He made it into a temple.
I messed up. Anyway, you're asking him to watch one temple in one place in all the cosmos and say,
day and night,
this is your place. You're gonna stay here.
Sit right there. Don't move. Buckle up.
I call bullshit.
Lots of it. All kinds of bullshit. So he continued, watch over this temple day and night. This place where you have said you would put your name. May you always hear the prayers I'll make toward this place.
Is he going to carve it in the soft gold? Like his name? God loves David.
Solomon was here. May you hear the humble and earnest request from me and your people Israel when we pray toward this place. Yes, hear us from heaven where you live. This throne where you sit.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And when you hear, forgive.
I mean, you know, if you want to.
Forgive. If someone wrongs another person and is required to take an oath of innocence in front of your altar at this temple, then hear from heaven and judge between your servants, the accuser and the accused. Pay back the guilty as they deserve. Acquit the innocent because of their innocence. If your people Israel are defeated by their enemies because they have sinned against you, and if they turn back and acknowledge your name and pray to you here in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and return them to this land you gave to them, to their ancestors.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
If it was that simple when they got conquered by the Babylonians, don't you think they would have just been like, hey, let's turn around and pray. Real quick, guys. Need to go back home.
Let's just pray
real quick.
I don't want
to be gone for 400 years or whatever.
Hey, temple over here. Can you hear me? I'm praying. Forgive.
What do we do, guys? They melted it down. That's why they couldn't go back. They melted down the temple.
But the ark was still there, supposedly.
I mean, according to the chronicler, anyway.
Yeah. If the skies are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against
you. Just pray.
And if they pray toward this temple and acknowledge your name and turn from their sins because you have punished them. That's why. Because you have punished them, not because they fucking learned anything.
Right.
Then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants, your people Israel.
Because they never did, like, I'm just wagering a bet here, right? I'm betting that people had drought, and they had problems, and they had famine. And I bet they prayed their fucking asses off. And you know what I bet happened?
Nada.
Nothing.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Teach them to follow the right path and send rain on your land that you have given to your people as their special possession. Maybe in the places where it is raining too much, maybe they just prayed too hard.
You know, that probably was what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there is a famine in the land, or a plague, or crop disease, or attacks of locusts, or caterpillars.
Because they're not praying.
Or if your people's enemies are in the land besieging their towns.
Because they don't worship the God law.
Whatever disaster or disease there is. And if your people Israel pray about their troubles or sorrow, raising their hands toward this temple.
But you gotta raise your hands.
Raise your hands. Then hear from heaven where you live and forgive.
Yeah.
Heaven where you live, this chair where you sit.
Yeah, but only if they ask for it. You don't want to help anybody unless they ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be like
nice.
Yeah.
We don't do nice.
Right, no.
Give your people what their actions deserve, for you alone know each human heart. Then they will fear you and walk in your ways as long as they live in the land you gave to our ancestors. Because everybody knows that fear is the way to make a people obey you.
If they feared him, there wouldn't be any question about whether they would pray to him. They just would fucking pray to him because they're scared of him.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have to go on and on and on and on.
Don't forget to be afraid.
Right. And don't forget to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Means that people didn't give two fucks about this guy.
Right.
Like, they're like, whatever.
You only have to write down the shit that's actually happening. Like murder. We have to write down, don't murder. You'll go to jail. Murder bad. Because murder happens.
Right, right.
Like, you don't have to write down stuff that's happening, or you don't have to write down stuff that's not happening.
Right.
So, clearly, they're having to write down, y'all need to pray, because praying's not happening.
Right, right.
In the future, Solomon continued in his southern accent,
mm-hmm.
foreigners who do not belong to your people Israel will hear of you. They will come from distant lands when they hear of your great name and your strong hand and your powerful arm and your cloudy farts. You like that?
That was a nice addition, yeah.
And when they pray toward this temple and this cloud of doom, then hear from heaven where you live and grant what they ask of you.
Wow, so he's saying that people can join in with Israel. Like, mm-hmm. this is allowing for Christianity and other religions, right?
I pray for Legos and I didn't get any.
He's like, other people, other than my chosen people, can pray to me too and mm-hmm. get things from me.
What are you praying for? Did you pray for Legos too?
I don't pray for jack shit.
Well, that's why you Legos. Ain't got jack
why
shit.
Why are you praying for Legos?
I don't know. It just sounds fun. But you know what I really want to pray for? I want to pray for stickers from Starshine Studio. Star Sticker Studio. I forget what it's called.
You know
anyway,
what? You know what? I bet, they're I the bet best. It's probably successful because you know why? Your husband is sitting across from you right now,
mm-hmm.
and your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that one ain't got nothing to do with God, I promise.
No, I know. I'm just putting a plug out for them because they're like my favorite stickers, and oh, okay. I plug things that I love.
Yeah.
So anybody out there who loves planner stickers, like stickers for your planner, Starshine Studio makes the best stickers, and they are so fucking adorable. I love them.
Yeah, I got no personal stake in this, so... That's
you,
all you.
You like to make me happy.
I do.
And so
yeah.
you buy them
I'm
for me.
I'm just saying I don't know anything about the stickers. Don't care anything about the stickers. That's all.
Do you see them and do you see me with them and do they not make me happy?
I know they
happy?
Bring you happiness and joy. So, yeah. you know, yay you.
And I've been solely using their stickers for the last 2 years. I've not bought anything but their stickers.
Yep.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways. Solomon continues in his southern accent.
Mm.
In this way, all the people of the earth will come to know and fear you.
All the people of the earth.
They're going to fear you.
All
just,
of them.
Just as your own people of Israel do. They too will know that this temple I've built honors your name.
That temple is going to be gone before half of them
know
he even exists.
I know.
According to his people.
Yeah.
Like, they won't even spread the word fast enough for even mm-hmm. half the world to know.
I know.
So... Whatever.
If your people go out where you send them to fight their enemies, and if they pray to you by turning toward this city you have chosen and toward this temple I've built to honor your name, then hear their prayers from heaven and uphold their cause. If they sin against you, and who has never sinned, you might become angry with them and let their enemies conquer them and take them captive to a foreign land far away or near.
Yeah, he loves you, but he's going to let you die and get conquered and captured. So
yeah, sorry about the ones that die, but there's some that might live.
But like, you know, I might have to ask, that means that the other people were stronger than your people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Regardless of whether they were worshiping you or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they were stronger.
Or their god was.
Or, right? Oh, yeah, burn. Right? That's what I'm saying.
But in that land of exile, the ones that live, the ones that fucking survive,
yeah,
they might turn to you in repentance and pray, we have sinned, done evil, and acted wickedly. Now fuck the ones that already done died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Too late for them. Just fuck them.
Right.
But the survivors, if they turn to you with their whole heart and soul in the land of their activity and pray toward the land you gave to their ancestors, toward this city you have chosen, and toward this temple I built to honor your name,
mm-hmm.
then hear their prayers and their petitions from heaven where you live and uphold their cause.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgive your people who have sinned against you.
Definitely do that, yeah.
Okay, and well, my neighbor is a sweet lady with liver cancer. And I bet she pray all the time, and I know her family do, so I assume you're going to cure that liver cancer, right, God?
Yeah, no.
Or did they not face the right direction? God damn it.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Fuck. Oh my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to all the prayers made to you in this place. And now arise, O Lord God. Lord God. God's a lard. And enter your resting place, along with the ark, the symbol of your power. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation.
Yeah, whatever that means.
May your loyal
what
servants,
the fuck?
Loyal servants, not lore servants.
Yeah.
Rejoice in your goodness.
Mm-hmm.
O Lord God, do not reject the king you have anointed. Remember your unfailing love for your servant David. The end.
David, who's dead.
Yeah, don't forget how you love David.
Don't turn against him, but he's dead.
I mean, I'm here. You can love me, but I'm not going to ask it for me because the chronicler don't love me.
Right.
The chronicler is really writing that Solomon is like, please don't forget to love my father who's dead.
There's not been a king in history that's been like, remember the last guy. You know, he's awesome and just all about the last guy.
Yeah.
That's not how kings work.
No.
That's not what happens.
No.
And what would, even with God in the picture, who gives a fuck? Like, David's dead, man. We don't need to talk about David. I'm here.
David's dead. Yeah. Like, he was great anyways.
Yeah, moving along. All right. Well, anyway, that was second.
A bunch of bullshit's what it was.
A bunch of bullshit, yeah.
Okay, sorry, go on.
No, that's all right. That was Second Chronicles chapter 6. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we'll be back with
Second Chronicles chapter 7, and I will put to rest my southern accent.
We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.